The views and opinions expressed on the following program are that of the host and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
CJAM 99.1 FM, keeping your radio in a constant state of redefinition and now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit.
Hello, how you doing? It's Zach Thompson.
M.A. Coleman.
Hey, Prince.
Adam Henry.
And you're listening to Wind City Sports. Yo, what's good? You're listening to CJAM Radio 99.1 FM, where we are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. You're listening to Windsor's only local sport podcast. With your host, as always, Drake DeMore, this is Wind City Sports. Wind City Sports is here on CJAM every Thursday, with new episodes live at 8 p.m., replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m., and you can hear every single one of our old shows on SoundCloud.com, CJAM.ca, now also featured on the Wii Podcast site and app. And as well, we also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. We'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. Today is January 11th, 2018, and it is episode 78 of Wind City Sports. We have a Spitfires game going on over at the WFCU right now. They're taking on the Sarnia Sting. Game started around 7:05, so it's probably end of the first, maybe first intermission right now. Lots to talk about in regards to the Spitfires. A lot of trades went down during the break, and most recently this week, I had a few more trades and pickups and releases as well. A few transactions in the NBL with the Windsor Express. We'll be talking all about that later on in the show. There's a lot of things we missed over our two-week break, and even some things that we didn't get to mention about two, 3 weeks ago on our last show of 2017. So we're going to be catching up with everything sports in Windsor and the surrounding area following our interview today. And let's get right into it. Late last week, the Windsor Lancers football team announced their 2018 schedule, and on that same day, I had a chance to talk to Brandon Rehm. He is a former quarterback of the Fratmen. They won the OFC Ontario Championship this past spring, and he is also a new Lancers recruit. He joined the team among with a lot of new players and a lot of new young players. We talk all about that and the recruitment process and the rebuild for the Lancers here at the University of Windsor. We also talk, obviously, his whole career in football, what he did with the Fratmen the past few years, and what he did as starting quarterback for them and brought them to the OFC Championship and the National Championship. But just before we get into the interview with Brandon Rehm, we have to take a moment to take care of 2 hours business that we do here on CJAM every week. First off, let's take a moment to talk about our first Lancers Athletes of the Week of 2018. Coming from both the men's and women's basketball teams, it's Emily Prevost and Anthony Zervnar. Emily had an outstanding start to 2018. In the Lancers' opening game of the year against McMaster, the fifth-year senior put up 23 points, 8 rebounds, and a steal in just 28 minutes of play. She followed that with an even bigger performance on Saturday in Windsor's 71-60 win over Laurier, when she had a game high of 30 points, 12 rebounds, and a block in 38 minutes. Anthony had a great first week back to open the second half of the season. In the team's opening game against McMaster, Anthony led the Lancers with a team high 20 points while contributing 2 blocks. On Saturday against Laurier, he once again put up double digits, this time 15 points to go along with 5 rebounds. So congratulations to the both of them on becoming our Windsor Lancers Athletes of the Week for this week. Now before we get into the interview with new member of the Windsor Lancers football team, Brandon Rehm, I'm going to take a brief moment to hear a PSA from CJAM, the things that keep us alive to keep doing what we do, like Wind City Sports and all of our other spoken word programs and music-based programs here on CJAM. And then right when we come back, I'll be talking to Brandon Rehm of the Windsor Lancers football team. So don't go anywhere.
Are you a musician interested in getting your work recognized? How about being played on the radio and getting paid for it? Registered SOCAM members can receive royalties each time their songs are played on various media forms like radio, TV, or films. What is SOCAM? SOCAM is the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada, the Canadian copyright collective that administers the performing rights of more than 90,000 members. For more information on how to get plays for your music, register online at socam.ca.
Well,
So to get things started, like I said, just your background. Are you like a Windsor guy? Were you born and raised here? And
Yeah.
Tell me your story, where you started playing football, that stuff.
I was born and raised here in Windsor. Started playing football when I was in grade 9. As soon as I got to high school, I tried out for the football team at Massey. And I originally went out and wanted to be a receiver and things. But once coach seen me throw a ball, he brought me over and started training me at quarterback. And then before my first game in grade 9, he told me that I was going to be getting a start. So all through high school, 5 years at Massey. And I played 3 years of Essex Ravens. And then once I graduated high school and graduated from the Ravens, I went right to the AKO Fratman and was playing quarterback and doing some receiver roles there until my fourth year, which was this past fall, when I was the starting quarterback throughout the whole year. And that was a blast. We had a great year. We won the OFC championship, made it to the national championship. Unfortunately, we came up short in that one, but it's the first time our franchise got there since 1999, so we felt good to at least get back to that. So, I had my years with the Massey Mustangs, Essex County Ravens, the Fratmen, and I just signed a letter of intent to play for the University of Windsor and become a Lancer.
That's awesome, man. Starting quarterback in grade 9, too, that's a pretty big accomplishment, eh?
Yeah, from, you know, only watching football, you know, NFL games on Sundays here and there, playing pickup with your friends, and, you know, playing Madden and stuff was really my only IQ of football. So to come in and jump right to a role like that, it was quite an adjustment.
Yeah, for sure. Did you have a lot of pressure on you? It kind of seemed like you had maybe a target on your back.
You know what? I think because my IQ of the game wasn't so high, I didn't feel the pressure of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having fun playing with my friends. And, you know, once I took football more serious and started playing travel competitive, I understood more responsibility at that position. So I never felt the pressure, especially at first.
Yeah. Well, even like guys that, played before high school or whatever, wouldn't maybe get the chance to start as anything really, let alone a quarterback. So I just thought that was a cool little thing there. I obviously didn't know that going into it, but did you play any other sports growing up? Or
yeah, I always loved playing. Basketball was my main sport until I did play football. I was a big basketball guy. Like, my dreams were, I always wanted to go to the NBA and play basketball, you know.
Yeah.
For summer, fall, winter, spring, everything, it didn't matter. I played soccer, I played volleyball, I played every competitive sport in school.
Oh, yeah.
Track and field, all of that. So I competed in every sport that I could in school as long as I could. But competitively, like in travel, the really only travel ball that I did was football in high school.
Okay. So what made you kind of pursue football over basketball?
Well, they were in different seasons. So I was able to it was either pick football or volleyball. And I had played volleyball through grade school and I wanted to try something new.
Okay.
So I decided to try out football, and like any other football player will tell you, it's like no other sport. Once you start playing football and you become a part of a team and you become a main role of that, or you just start practicing with everybody and you get through and have some success for you, it's a team sport like no other. The reward of winning is it's such an accomplished feeling at the end of the day that you work all week for one, you know, for one game, and everybody works so hard, and when you get that win, it just feels so much better. So I fell in love with it off bat, and I kind of started gearing towards it right away.
So that was kind of the mentality to go to that first tryout, too, in grade 9, was just like, was try something new?
Yeah, 100%, try something new. I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm always geared toward competition, and it was something I haven't did before. I always asked my parents to, you know, I had friends that played WMFA and stuff like that. I already knew people that were playing, even house league football, and I never got the opportunity to play competitive. Just playing on the streets with my friends was all I could do. So as soon as I could get to high school and do that, I knew right away that I wanted to.
That's awesome, man. And like you said, you never know what might have happened, right? You just went to that one practice and it kind of spiraled from there, right?
Yeah, you never know at all.
Yeah, that's cool. Because like I said, you never would have thought you'd even be starting, let alone even make it, right? So that's cool, Ben. And then, like we talked about, you went to the Ravens and eventually made it to the Fratman right out of high school. And you just finished what would probably be your last year there. You talked about it a little bit, but can you kind of just sum up your time with the team and your thoughts on the experience with the Fratmen?
Yeah, so I had a great 4 years with the Fratmen. Three of my years were spent as a backup on the team. When I first came in, the OFC, the Ontario Conference that we play in, the limit was 18 to 25 years old. So I was an 18-year-old coming in, you know, 6 foot, and I came in at, I don't know, $165, maybe $170 soaking wet, and I'm playing with 25-year-old guys that have 70, you know, they have 7 years of muscle development on me. So it was very, very, very tough competition coming right in. We had three other quarterbacks on the roster, so I came in. I was the fourth-string quarterback, and I was practicing at receiver a little bit. And I did that my other 2 years, and then started getting in some games, playing receiver. It was always a big part of, you know, practice and being a quarterback and just prepping. And it was tough when I came in because the guy that was ahead of me, he was there already, and he had already won a championship when I came in. So as long as we were still winning games, he was going to be the guy running the show. Mm-hmm. But it didn't discourage me. I showed up to practice every day. I worked my butt off just like everybody else. And when the opportunity came in my fourth year to finally take over that starting quarterback role, I like to think that I made the most of it. We had a great offseason with the team, and everybody worked really hard. We lost the OFC championship the year before, so we set goals to get the Teddy Morris Trophy back in Windsor this year, and we were able to do that. We made it back to the national championship, first time since 1999 our team has been there. So we strive for some goals early. And I'm glad that in my last year with the Fratmen, I was able to help them achieve some goals that haven't been accomplished in a long time. So kind of set the standard for new rookies coming in and some guys that are on the team still with some years to play that they know the end goal is to get to that national championship and make it different this time, go out and get the win.
That's awesome, man. Like you said, you came right from high school, right? So you were kind of thrown right into the big boys, I guess to say. You are right now playing with men. Coming out of high school, right? So it probably was just, you know, kind of a tough transition. I always ask a lot of athletes that, you know, what it's like going from junior to pro or whatever the case might be. And
yeah,
they all kind of say the same thing. Was it kind of the same, or was it like, whoa, what's going on here? Or was it just everything that you knew turned up a couple notches?
I knew a faster game because I played travel with the Essex Ravens. Yeah. So I had a more competitive, you know, understanding through that, through playing travel. But once I got to the Fratmen and I was 18 and you're playing with 25-year-old, everybody's bigger, everybody's faster, yeah. Everybody's smarter. They got 7 years of football experience on you. So it was a big adjustment. And I actually found that me playing now in my fourth year, going against guys even my age at being 22 now, that I was like, I've played against bigger, faster, stronger guys.
Yeah.
That were 25 years old when I first came in, and it almost felt like it made the level of competition a little bit easier in my head. That's how I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you joined the team, were you like familiar with them? Because I remember like back in the day, their games were like the place to be. I grew up just down the road from AKO, and they played there. So
yeah, they were always at our high school games. So I did talk to their coaches frequently, and they always checked up on us and came to the school and said, hey, how are things? You know, we still got our eye on you and everything. Keep doing what you're doing. An ironic thing was my high school quarterback coach and head coach, Dan Gray, he was the Fratmen quarterback for the last time they won the national championship in 1999. So he actually was my coach at Massey for 5 years. So it was pretty cool that I went right from Massey and then got to go play Fratmen. And this year I beat a few of his single-season records that he had set with the Fratmen 18 and 20 years ago. So I got in there and I put my name in the books, scratched his name out. We had a good laugh about that.
What a story. That's pretty cool, man. So like we talked about before, as you were the starting QB and you guys ended up going to the OFC championship and better yet taking the title in that game, talked about it a little bit, but it's just, is that an accomplishment you're proud of?
Absolutely. When our year ended, when we lost that OFC, we had won three in a row. We wanted to make it four, and then, we lost that year, and I had played with majority of those guys for 3 years that were on that team. We had a big graduating class. So a lot of those guys left the Fratman not how they wanted to leave it. They had a good career, but you want to go out on a high note, right?
Of course, yeah.
So knowing that I was going to get the starting role the next year, I just made a promise to all those graduating guys, and along with the other guys that were coming back, you know, we said we're going to work extra hard in the off season, and we're going to make sure that we bring Teddy back to Windsor next year. And sure enough, we got exactly who we wanted in the championship, Hamilton again. And we got a chance to get that little bit of revenge and bring the trophy back where it belongs. So that was a huge accomplishment. That was our number one main goal. That just meant the most to us as a team. We knew 100% we had to get that trophy back in our hometown. And we worked for over a year all on the same page just trying to get that back. And we did that. It was a huge accomplishment.
That's sick, man. It's just, you know, putting your goals out there and achieving them, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So like we talked about before, obviously the Canadian Bowl didn't really go the way that we would liked, but I'm sure it was a great experience, you know, just that big fight feel and playing against the top team for the past, what, 4 or 5 years. Do you feel that exposure in that game was an asset regardless of the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get experience to play in a big game like that, you're going to get some exposure and you're going to gain a lot of experience, which I did. The crowd was big. The moment was big. I didn't shy away from it. I felt like I learned a lot from that game as a leader, as a player, just gaining football experience, playing in a game like that. It definitely helps build your resume a little bit. So obviously you would hope to get the win, but there's positives and negatives that you could take from it.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that it helped you. Like, obviously we're going to transition to what we're talking or where you're at now. A couple questions about the Lancers, you know, you've committed to them now for the upcoming 2018 season. And how did this come to be? Was it just strictly like a football recruitment, or did you decide I'm going to go to school and play football as well?
I was already gearing towards going to school. And I knew in my head that prepping for my last year with the Fratman, I knew that I needed to have a really good off season. Because if I wanted to go somewhere to school, I still wanted to play football. Mm-hmm. But I wanted the opportunity to have multiple schools talk to me and just have options to be able to either leave the city or stay here.
Okay.
But University of Windsor, they've been talking to me even my whole years with the Fratman. Every year they always check in with me and say, hey, how's it going? We still got our eye on you. And they were just always pushing and gearing to get me to university and get on their roster as well. So they've always been on the back burner for me. So this off season with talking with other schools and everything, at the end of the day, I felt like I belonged here. I felt like I wanted to stay at home and represent my city, get a chance to play at the University of Windsor and get my education going here as well. So
awesome. And so like just the little thing of them keeping in touch with you kind of appealed to you, like, you know, these guys see something in me, I guess, you know, like since they keep checking up, is that one thing that helped you make the decision?
Yeah, for sure. Some of the coaches have been watching me since I was in high school and since mm-hmm. I was with the Ravens. I know and have played with quite a few guys on the team already. And it's just, it was encouraging to make me want to stay here and come play with people that I've done it with before. And again, like you can set those goals and with each other and start striving towards those. And we've all just said, hey, let's get out there and let's start grinding toward this and let's turn this program around. I believe in the program. I know they've had a rough few years, but they're right on the verge of coming up. And a big reason for me wanting to stay there was having the opportunity to have my name on that roster of the team that helped turn that program around.
Mm-hmm. I do want to talk about the rebuilding process a little bit. But first, like you just mentioned, I feel like the football community in Windsor is very like close. And you said mm-hmm. that there's some players that you've already have experience with. Who are you going to be joining that you've already played with?
I had a guy from my team who I played with this year, also Adam Slickford. He's a defensive end. He just committed to go to the Lancers as well. He signed a letter of intent, and he'll be starting school there. So I've been playing with Slick since we were with the Ravens. I played with Marcus Kentner. Played with Caden Walls before. I played with David, an offensive lineman, or he moved to the D-line now. I played with him from the Fratman. Their kicker, Clark Green, he was with us at the Fratman for a while before. just there's a few guys that have been from here, from Windsor, just playing against them competitively in high school, getting together and playing for fun, or even playing Essex Ravens that I have played with before that are on that team now. So you have you know, a relationship with some guys that were in my, the back of my ear too.
A lot of, like, you have a lot of experience with a lot of guys there, right? But yeah, that's one good thing too, is not even like your teammates, but maybe other guys that you played against on the field that you kind of had some chemistry against, now you can create chemistry with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And I was looking forward to that too, for sure.
That's something I always like to see. It's really cool that in all sports, you know.
It's funny when you talk to Windsor coaches, especially in the recruitment process. One of the biggest things, we know Windsor, you know, develops some of the best football players in the country. We're right next to the States, and we have that American influence, and we have a lot of good players that leave and go other places, and everybody always says, man, if the top recruits stayed here, you know, they could really turn up this university program. So for the guys that are there, they were kind of, you know, gearing me towards that as well. Like, don't leave, man. Like, this is our city. You can come here, and we can start building towards better things.
Do you know Mahari Hagos by any chance?
Mahari Hagos.
MH. I think he used to play for the Fratmen. And he's buddies with Tyrone Crawford and Townstead and all those guys. And we talked about the same thing. We talked about just about how the athletes coming out of Windsor and, like, the hidden gem of our football system here.
Yeah, it's always in the conversation here that, you know, we got guys that if they stayed here, like, we could put Windsor on the map even more. It's great when guys make it out of here and make a name for themselves and they still – you know, look back and say, you know, I'm from Windsor and everything, but if a lot of guys stood here, man, like, imagine what it could be.
So, yeah, we'll talk about the rebuilding process a little bit. So are you optimistic about joining the team since, like you said, they had a few rough years, but the staff has been working hard on recruiting and signing a lot of young players, so I'm probably going to have a young and able team. Do you feel like that is an asset as well?
Yeah. So with that, a big thing about them recruiting me and why they wanted me to come in and hoping a little bit of the influence I can have is, even though I'd be an older guy on the team, which is fine, but to come in with the experience of playing, come in with the experience as a leader. Like I said, I've been a quarterback for a long time, and I'm a natural leader, and I don't mind being that voice on the team that everybody can kind of turn to and get guys amped up before the game or make sure guys are doing the right thing in practice and making sure everybody's working as hard as they can be. So me coming in with a younger roster, I'm hoping to come in and influence them and push everybody to be the best that they can be. And like I said, the coaches know me. They've seen me in practices. They've seen me in games. And that was a big reason that they wanted me in their locker room as well, to help motivate and show these younger guys the right way to practice and play. Am I optimistic about it? I'm going to say I'm optimistic. I say I'm excited. I know just their one game that they had last year before their starter went down when they were playing Waterloo, they had a great game. He went down, and then, you know, that led to some struggles. But when that kid was in playing, and even their last game of the year, like, their offense looked good, their defense looked good, the momentum was rolling, and they looked like an exciting team that was on the come up that could do big things. So I wanted to be a piece of that, and I think if I go in there and work as hard as I can, get my nose in the playbook, hopefully I can be a big piece of that offense.
Wicked, man. So we're looking forward to the season. They just released the schedule today. And just overall, what are your thoughts and feelings heading into a new team and heading into the Lancers?
New team, new beginnings, even a new position. This will be the first time I'm going full-time at receiver. So I'm really excited for that. They want to bring me in, and they said, just, hey, come in and be an athlete, do what you do, bring your quarterback knowledge and bring it to another position, help out other guys. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And there might be a couple special, you know, wildcat packages with me or some things in the offense, but we'll see once things get going.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully that would be some exciting stuff. So we're looking forward to this. As far as I know, we've brought in the most recruits so far in this offseason, and I know that they're going to bring in lots more. The Lancers are on the come up, and this is just the cusp, so stay hungry.
Awesome, man. Thank you again for taking the time to do this, and again, we're looking forward to the season, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good one, eh?
You too. Take care.
Cheers.
Okay, we're back here on Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sport podcast and radio program. We just heard from Brandon Rehm, formerly of the Windsor AKO Fratman football team, now a new recruit with the Windsor Lancers football team. Looking forward to the season and to see what they can do. But as mentioned at the top of the show, we have a lot to talk about in regards to our Windsor Spitfires, who are actually playing right now at the WFC Center against the Sarnia Sting. Just before our little break there, we actually just able to cover the Aaron Luchuk trade, and they traded our captain. But following that, we have a ton more trades to talk about that we missed over the last 2 weeks, and even some that came as early as this week. First off, from New Year's Day, the Spits traded veterans Gabe Villardi, the LA Kings draft pick, and Sean Day to Kingston. In return, the Spits got their 2017 first-round pick, Cody Morgan, and five draft picks between 2020 and 2023, as well as a conditional in 2023 included in those five picks. From there, they picked up defenseman Zach Shankar from the Niagara Ice Dogs in exchange for a draft pick in 2019. And from there, they also traded longtime Spit and standout Logan Brown, as well as Austin McEnany, to the Kitchener Rangers. In return, the Spits get defenseman Grayson Ladd and a package of draft picks between 2018 and 2019 from Saginaw and Kitchener. And finally, on Monday, General Manager Roran Rykel claimed former Kitchener Rangers forward Cedric Chimez off CHL re-entry waivers. So the rebuild is legit here, guys. They are just... everyone is off limits. The big topic right now is if they're going to trade Michael DiPietro. At one point, Rykel had stated that he didn't even consider trading him, and then again stated that no one is off limits, that anything could happen. And then as late as this week, again said that Mikey isn't going anywhere. So that's just the big thing right now on the social media. I don't think that they're going to trade him, but like I said, anything could happen. And they're just trying to build the best team as possible. That's the thing with junior hockey. They only get so many years to play there, and they have to build the best team as possible. So if they have an asset or as many assets as they do, they're trying to move them around to get as much in return, and also to send them somewhere that where they might be successful or might be happy. Like earlier in the year, they sent Hayden McCool back to his hometown area, at least just to finish off his junior career there and get some picks for the future to try and build this team to bring yet another Memorial Cup to Windsor. But the trade deadline is done, and we can now say that this is our final team for the rest of the 2018. And Michael DiPietro did not go anywhere. They just wanted to build the best team possible and to get as much in return. The same could be said for our Windsor Express basketball team, who have made some recent transactions as well. They signed Shane Stump. They have also activated and deactivated some players, including Trey Anderson and Chad Frazier, just making some moves to get the best team possible and play all their players in the most vital positions. The Express return to the WFCU Center tomorrow, Friday night, against the Moncton Magic. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. You can watch the live stream on YouTube, or tickets are still available at the box office or on wfcu-center.ca. And the Spits will be playing this Sunday for an afternoon game over at the WFCU Center. They're going to be taking on Saginaw at 2:05. And I think that's going to be all for Wind City Sports this week. I hope you guys like our new rough draft of our theme song. I didn't get a chance to talk about it in our last episode at the end of the year. And I hope you enjoyed the first episode of 2018. But you can catch us here on CJAM next week, live at Thursday with a new episode at 8 p.m. Replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m. And you can hear all of our old shows on SoundCloud, now available also on iTunes and Google Play. We're also available on the Weed Podcast app. There are now so many different ways to listen. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the list goes on and on. Until next week, smell you later.